Sunrise, Matthew 26, verse 1 to 5, 14 to 16.
Now when Jesus had finished saying all these things, he said to his disciples,
"You know that 2 days from now the Passover takes place, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be executed on the stake."
Then the chief priests and the elders of the people gathered in the courtyard of the high priest, who was named Caiaphas, and they conspired together to seize Jesus by cunning and to kill him. However, they were saying,
"Not at the festival, so that there may not be an uproar among the people."
Then one of the 12, the one called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said,
"What will you give me to betray him to you?"
They stipulated to him 30 silver pieces. So from then on, he kept looking for a good opportunity to betray him.
In Mark 14, verse 1, 2, 10, and 11.
Now the Passover and the festival of unleavened bread was 2 days later. And the chief priests and the scribes were looking for a way to seize him by cunning and kill him. For they were saying,
"Not at the festival. Perhaps there might be an uproar of the people."
And Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went off to the chief priests in order to betray him to them. When they heard it, they were delighted and promised to give him silver money. So he began seeking an opportunity to betray him.
Luke 22, verse 1 to 6.
Now the festival of the unleavened bread, which is called Passover, was getting near. And the chief priests and the scribes were looking for an effective way to get rid of him, because they were afraid of the people. Then Satan entered into Judas, the one called Iscariot, who was numbered among the 12. And he went off and talked with the chief priests and temple captains about how to betray him to them. They were delighted at this, and agreed to give him silver money. So he consented and began looking for a good opportunity to betray him to them without a crowd around.
Jesus, the Way, the Truth, the Life, chapter 115.
Jesus' final Passover approaches. Matthew 26, 1-5 and 14-19, Mark 14, 1-2 and 10-16, and Luke 22, 1-13. Chapter Overview. Judas Iscariot is paid to betray Jesus. Two apostles prepare for the Passover. Jesus finishes teaching the four apostles on the Mount of Olives, answering their question about his future presence and the conclusion of the system of things. What a busy day Nisan 11 has been. It is perhaps while they are returning to Bethany for the night when Jesus tells the apostles, "You know that 2 days from now the Passover takes place, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be executed on the stake." Matthew 26, 2. Jesus apparently spends the next day, Wednesday, quietly with his apostles. On Tuesday, he had rebuked the religious leaders and exposed them publicly. They are seeking to kill him. Hence, he does not openly show himself on Nisan 12 so that nothing will prevent his celebrating the Passover with his apostles after sunset the next evening, as Nisan 14 begins. But the chief priests and the older men of the people are not remaining quiet before the Passover. They gather in the courtyard of the high priest, Caiaphas. Why? They are upset because Jesus has been exposing them. Now they conspire together to seize Jesus by cunning and to kill him. How and when will they do so? They say, Not at the festival, so that there may not be an uproar among the people. Matthew 26, 4 and 5. They are in fear because Jesus enjoys the favor of many. Meanwhile, the religious leaders receive a visitor. To their surprise, it is one of Jesus' own apostles, Judas Iscariot. Satan has implanted in him the idea of betraying his master. Judas asks them, What will you give me to betray him to you? Matthew 26:15. Delighted at this, they agree to give him silver money. Luke 22:5. How much? They gladly consent to give him 30 silver pieces. It is significant that the price of a slave is 30 shekels. The religious leaders thus show contempt for Jesus, that he is of little value. Judas now starts looking for a good opportunity to betray him to them without a crowd around. Luke 22:6. Nisan 13 begins at sundown Wednesday, and this is the sixth and last night Jesus spends in Bethany. The next day, final preparations will need to be made for the Passover. A lamb must be obtained so that it can be slaughtered and roasted whole after Nisan 14 begins. Where will they have the meal? And who will prepare it? Jesus has not provided such details. Thus, Judas cannot pass them on to the chief priests. Probably early Thursday afternoon, Jesus dispatches Peter and John from Bethany, saying, Go and get the Passover ready for us to eat. They respond, Where do you want us to get it ready? Jesus explains, When you enter into the city, a man carrying an earthenware water jar will meet you. Follow him into the house that he enters, and say to the landlord of the house, The teacher says to you, Where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? And that man will show you a large, furnished upper room. Get it ready there. Luke 22:8-12. No doubt the landlord is a disciple of Jesus. He may anticipate Jesus' request to use his house for this occasion. When the two apostles get to Jerusalem, they find everything just as Jesus had told them. So they see to it that the lamb is ready and that the other arrangements for the Passover meal are in place to care for the needs of the 13, Jesus and his 12 apostles. Questions for review. What does Jesus apparently do Wednesday, Nisan 12, and why? Why do the religious leaders meet? And why does Judas go to them? Whom does Jesus send into Jerusalem on Thursday? And what do they do?
Sunset. Nisan 13 begins.